You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. If you missed it yesterday, Kay Adams was at training camp in St. Joe. Tom Brady also had some things to say. And I thought there were both some interesting pieces. Obviously, she was with Trent McDuffie, Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Those cast of characters with the Kansas City Chiefs. But this was when Tom Brady kind of knew Mahomes was the best.
Because, you know, if I was in there every day, I could see their habits.
Yeah.
It's always that line about who wants to win versus who's willing to do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, because everyone wants to win.
Everyone wants to win, but what are the habits and the daily habits and the actionable things you need to do every day to put your team in a position to win? So Patrick Mahomes, to me, is the one that does that the most often.
Sure.
Because who he is, I mean, obviously his physical talent, how he understands what he needs to do offensively, and he brings a consistent winning attitude to work every single day. In the biggest moments, you can depend on him the most.
Yeah.
That's clear.
And that goes back to when we were talking about the 13-second game, where, like, everything slows down. He's not, you know, shy of how big the moment is. And then you can also look at everything that happens in St. Joe or St. Joe's or St. Joseph's. But it starts with that sort of mentality that, yeah, you can see guys, you know, lollygag when it comes to the early part of the season, or you can see guys, you know, kind of like not really be ready. Whereas it always seems like every year there's about 2 weeks off after the season ends. Then there's the videos or the photos of him and Bobby in the gym, not with his trainer, Bobby. And then training camp starts and it's 100 miles per hour from the word go. And it never stops. It never ends. You've seen the track record, and when Brady sees that, it goes back to the cliche saying of game respects game. And Tom was that way. That's why Tom was so great. Tiger was that way. That's why Tiger was so great. And Jordan, the same way. Yep. Like, yeah, they win a championship, but that's not the end of it. Like, they come back and they want to win another one. They want to win another one. That's why I always go back to losing hurts worse for Patrick Mahomes then winning feels great.
No doubt. And all the great ones will say that. And that I learned that from Bill Self 20 years ago. He would sit there and say that. He goes, I don't understand why that's the thing. Losing hurts a lot more than winning feels good. And I'm like, you got to change that, bro. And he's like, yeah, you're right, I do. But it's hard when you're driven and you're that competitive. Winning is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to win. At the end of the day, you're supposed to win. And that's the way I think Patrick Mahomes and the great ones look at it. I didn't do anything special. I did what I was supposed to do today. And if you lose, well, you weren't supposed to lose. And so that's why you hate losing more than you enjoy winning, because winning is expected. Winning is one of those things that you say that you're going to do every single day. You expect to go out there and get victory. And when you lose, it's like, whoa, now we got to reevaluate things. But I listen to Tom Brady talk about Patrick Mahomes, and I don't really think, quite frankly, there's anybody better, maybe this side of Andy Reid, that can talk about Patrick Mahomes and what he's doing in the NFL than Tom Brady, because Tom Brady is the greatest to have ever done it, and it's the guy that Patrick Mahomes is chasing to be the greatest of all time. And to hear Tom Brady talk so glowingly about Patrick Mahomes by saying he, in the biggest moments, he's the quarterback that you can depend on the most, that's why he's number one on the list. That's what sums up Patrick Mahomes. I see all of these dorks and nerds tell me about all these stats that this guy has better than Patrick Mahomes or that guy has better than Patrick Mahomes. When I got the chips on the line and I need a quarterback who's going to lead my team to victory, the only guy I can count on in the NFL at this point in time is Patrick Mahomes, because he's consistently done that. It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter how. He finds a way to get it done. And in the biggest moments, they depend on him the most, and Patrick Mahomes comes through. And sorry about this, Mac, but I'm going to take what Tom Brady says about Patrick Mahomes over Bob Simmons.
Bob Simmons.
I will too, for sure. Yes.
I mean, I thought the text was great too, because it's funny how so many people will say this about, you know, what quarterbacks and everything. I'm pretty sure we're going on what, maybe more than 3 years running where Tom Brady has been out of the league and
yeah,
consistently said, it's Pat's league. It's this guy.
He was saying it when he was in it.
He literally went to the locker room after that AFC Championship game.
That's
like,
right.
Dude, you're it, man.
It's going to go down as one of the most important, one of the most important conversations that Patrick Mahomes ever had. I promise you, the more I hear about it and then watching the documentary on ESPN, and that comes out Thursday, and seeing that moment and hearing others talk about that moment, like, nobody does that. That's the AFC Championship game. You just won and you're going to the Super Bowl, and it's maybe old hat for, you know, Tom Brady, but instead of celebrating with his team, he goes over to the other locker room and he's consoling Patrick Mahomes for 15 minutes and telling him how great he is. I don't think we can overstate that conversation enough when we talk about the career arc of Patrick Mahomes.
I think one thing that we can actually be honest with is that if Patrick Mahomes does want the narrative of these guys are now showing that they're more talented or they're more, you know, at the top of the peak, or it's Josh Allen's league, it's Joe Burrow's league, it's Lamar Jackson's league. It's now, you know, more even than it's ever been. Mahomes can get back to doing what he does so well, and that is making those big plays over the top. And when he was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams yesterday, he talked about going deep more.
Travis said that your arm is alive right now. I'm thinking Frankenstein, I'm thinking scary movie. I'm also thinking, how could this be any scarier or more alive than I've ever seen it? Why did he say that? Why did he make a point to say that?
I think it's because we've been pushing the ball, you know, pushing into tighter windows, pushing the ball downfield, and that's Coach Reed's doing. He's telling me to take those chances, give guys chances to make plays, and guys are making plays. You're seeing guys like Xavier Worthy going up top, catching the ball, Rashee Rice being physical over the middle, Travis making plays, Noah Gray. I mean, it's been exciting, and we're going up against one of the best defenses in the league, so if we can have success here, we can have success anywhere.
So I think that as fans of the game and fans of watching the offense explode, I think there's a couple of factors that can kind of give us some sort of sneak peek as to think that maybe we are closer to seeing that again now, you know, back to those days this year, because we haven't seen that. Now, obviously, we can sit here and talk till our ears bleed about how he's had injuries at receiver, how he's had guys that just can't catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he consulted with Veach and Andy about who he wanted to bring in when it came to, you know, MVS and those guys. They all seemed like good signs. It just didn't work out. The draft pick of Sky Moore did not work out. You know, these other things that happen maybe out of his control, but something that is in his control now is that, from one thing I have seen from people like, you know, the writers and the followers of the media at every day at camp, is that Xavier Worthy has almost gotten his route running 100% better. And seems like a John Madden quote, but like where he was last year as to where he could be this year, night and day. He seems to be more field aware of where he needs to be. We remember the frustrations of that last year where he would find himself out of bounds, or he'd find himself, you know, to where he had to make the catch and toe tap just to get in and couldn't really get that down. He has the God-given speed. We know that's there. Now what he's done, which I'm trying to put myself in a box and not let it get overfilled with hot takes, but we remember when Tyreek made that move, right? Before he was, you know, wide receiver one in Kansas City. He was just running the deep route and was consistently just burning people. And Mahomes was just like, F it, Tyreek's down there somewhere. But then he became more of a developed route runner, and they found out what worked. And when they found out what worked, the tendencies followed. And then it was just second nature. Hey, I'm going to throw it 5 yards ahead of him because I know that's where he's headed. And if he and Xavier Worthy get on that page, and then you can open up the defense more, you will see those numbers come back. And then all of a sudden, what defense do you play? Do you play the two high safety to take away the top pass? And then do you open up Rashee Rice in the middle after his suspension and Travis Kelce sits in zone coverage? Or do you say, you know what? We're not going to get beat by this ticky-tacky. Prove me that you still have the arm. Okay, Zave, see ya. And maybe we see that. And then all of a sudden, these people that are slapping their gums and flapping their lips about how he doesn't have that anymore go, well, now it's kind of nice to see that he's still got it when he's got a healthy receiving core.
Why?
Thank you.
Why is he the only quarterback that we judge based on his deep ball?
Because he does it so well.
But he really, I mean, it's been years since the deep ball has existed.
Because
and they
he hasn't
continue
been able
to
do
win.
It.
But we allow people to talk about Patrick Mahomes. Like, I'm so over this. I'm really, quite frankly, guys, over the who's the best quarterback in the NFL conversation that we've had this offseason, because now it's reached stupid levels with this John Simmons podcast or whatever it was, you know, talking about it. It's reached craziness levels right now, because as I look and I hear and I listen to what everybody's saying, because it's not pretty and it's not sexy and the deep ball isn't there and it looks a little bit more difficult because he's been dealing with injuries, we don't like Patrick Mahomes anymore, yet the end results are still there. He is held to a much different standard of evaluating. There's always a yeah, but for Patrick Mahomes, right? I feel like everybody who evaluates quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes is the best. Yeah, but he didn't throw the deep ball enough. Or yeah, but he didn't do this. Or yeah, but he didn't. Like, we make excuses for why Josh Allen is the best. We make excuses for why Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson are the best. And we're out here creating reasons why we don't think Patrick Mahomes is the best. It's really bizarre to me how much this media world in the NFL is trying to run down Patrick Mahomes instead of embracing Patrick Mahomes right now and saying, yeah, he is the best. We're all here playing for second place right now.
And I don't think the argument is if he's the best quarterback. I think the argument is that we haven't seen what has made him the best quarterback, and that is being able to perfect that pass. Yes, Tyreek Hill is not here, but like, we know that he can throw the ball more accurately and more on the spot 40 yards down the field than anybody else in the game. That's what made Patrick Mahomes. That would be like if a guy came into the league in his first 4 years, hit 35 home runs, and then hit 21, 19, 26.
They stopped taking roids.
Okay.
But Patrick Mahomes, so there's like extenuating circumstances.
Because
for
he put himself in that category. That's what I'm trying to get at, is the fact that he did things so exceptionally well that not a lot of people did ever. And when he did it, it was great. And he hasn't done it in 2.5 years. And it's not necessarily all his fault, but now he might have all those pieces, right? He's got Xavier Worthy, the fastest man in the NFL. He's got Hollywood Brown, hopefully healthy by season one. He'll have his yak guy in Rashee Rice when he comes off suspension. And oh, by the way, there's the savvy vet in Patrick or in Travis Kelce, who's just going to bust you open when you play zone defense. So now he will have that sort of algorithm back that made him where he is. And that's why I think he is held to that standard. Yes, it seems unfair that he put himself in that spot. But again, like, if we see it, then it mums everybody else out there that has those sort of takes about Patrick Mahomes.
But I also think, too, that as the game has changed and evolved and defenses have gotten, because there's more athletes on defense today than there were in Patrick's first year. That is a fact. Guys are playing defense like nobody's else played defense before, right? Guys are getting after it now. On the defensive side of the football, they're paying defensive players, so the defenses are better, obviously, than where they were. But I mean, going 11-6 with nobody on your team from a wide receiver standpoint and a banged up offensive line the entire year and winning the Super Bowl, to me, is more impressive than doing what he did in his first year with 50 and 5,000. But those numbers are so magical. And that's where I have a hard time with the new age version of sports. I don't care about his statistical numbers at all. I care about, did you win games? And that 11-6 season, even last year, going out there and winning when you didn't have your top running back and wide receiver before week 4 was over and still going 15-2, That's more impressive than 50 and 5,000. 50 and 5,000 is great, man. That's the fun Christmas gift that you get. Everything else, then you get your socks, your batteries, your toothbrush heads, all that stuff that you're going to use, your detergent, all that great stuff that you need every day. That's what Patrick Mahomes does and still finds a way to get it done. 50 and 5,000 was great. That may never happen again with Patrick Mahomes. But you know what I think will happen again? Him winning more Super Bowls. I definitely think that will happen. And we've seen Mahomes evolve and change and adapt and win with no matter who's out there on the field. I've not seen a quarterback this side of Tom Brady do something like that, where you take away his weapons, his offensive tackle, and all this stuff, and he still gets you to the Super Bowl. I don't care about Mahomes' numbers anymore, and I think we have to stop evaluating athletes based on the baseline numbers that these folks want to do. That's the low-hanging fruit, because if you watch the Chiefs over the last couple of years, you're marveling at what Patrick Mahomes is doing at this point in time.
Yeah, he's his ability to conform. He's like so malleable. He's just viscous, right? He'll just kind of fit into whatever container he needs to fit into. He's just kind of figured that out, and I think that is to his detriment in the national media more than it should be to his positive. Like, the deep ball, yeah, because he hasn't been able to, so he had to fix
The national media is watching Red Zone, and they're not seeing enough pretty plays from Patrick Mahomes. When we watch all the games, we see, holy crap, they got 3 yards out of that when he had 4 guys in his face and nobody open.
I completely agree there. I would say to Dusty's point is, we've seen other guys hit the deep ball for years and they're still hitting the deep ball, right? The same athletes on the defense that are playing Mahomes, that are playing Allen and Burrow and all those guys. And there are reasons that Mahomes hasn't been able to do it, but Josh Allen's thrown to Khalil Shakir and never heard of him, you know.
Never heard of him.
Billy Bob, you know, like, yeah, he doesn't have guys, and he's throwing the long ball too. So,
but he's not winning.
No, he's not winning. No, you're right. You're right. But I think at some point, you want to have some fun too, right? Like, I want to play on my Xbox. I love my socks. I love my batteries. Yeah, the toothbrush is great, but I want to get on my Xbox and play Call of Duty a little bit, like, mm-hmm. on Saturday night. Can we please this season just a little bit?
Well, we can if it presents itself, but yes. I don't want them to try to do something just because everybody's saying they can't or they shouldn't or they don't. Or, you know, the conversations that are having, like, I hope they're not going to go, because sometimes you go out and you play prove it ball, and then you fail. It happens a lot in professional sports. I'm going to go to try out there. I'm going to do what I can't do. And I don't think Mahomes is going to do that. Obviously, they want to do that. But if the circumstance doesn't allow for them to do that, then I hope they don't try to do that.
You're the CEO also, though, too. Like, if you say that's what we're doing and we're going to be able to do that, then you need to do that.
Sure.
Let's go. And to me, like, I don't want to be in week 6. I don't care if Xavier Worthy's even hurt. Like, I don't want to be week 6 down the line if Rashee Rice is there and you've got a couple other weapons. Tyquan Thornton can go run a deep ball. Like, let's get some explosive plays. You're Patrick Dan Mahomes. Like, come on.
Well, what if they're 7-0 after the first 7 games of the season, you know?
That's fine. That's a different, but, well, it depends. That's great. If they're 7-0 and they're winning every game 17-16 and they look ugly and they're pulling these out, yeah, I'm not going to like
that. Do you know what the average margin of victory was in the NFL last year?
4 points.
3.53 points per game. So
no, I get you.
People are looking for stuff that doesn't exist in this league. We need the blowouts. Man, that doesn't happen in the NFL. Look at the point spreads every week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, I don't know. I get what everybody's saying about the record. Like, I totally get that. But, like, we don't have Brad Johnson. We don't have Alex Smith. We have Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes can kill people with one throw. That's his ability. And that's what I want to see happen. I want to see that happen again. And
it almost sounds like, though, people want to see him put up gaudy numbers versus wins. And we've lost that in sports, in my opinion. We get more excited about the stats and the numbers than the end result. And I look at it a lot of times, like, the end result is to win or lose. That's it. There's nothing in between. And we have put in all sports so much emphasis on stats that sometimes I do believe we forget about the end result.
No, I mean, I get it. I mean, you look at his numbers to his career. I know he's not going to put up 5,000 every year. I'm not asking him that, but 5,050, 4,026, 4,738, 48 and 37, 5,250 and 41, 4,183 and 27, and last year 39, 28 and 26. There was a dip. It's been 1 year of a dip, right? He's thrown for at least 4,000 yards every year of his career but one. And now's the one time where everybody's like, you know what, here's these quarterbacks like that are now doing more than what he's done. 1 year where he doesn't throw for 4,000 yards. Again, took a game off.
Yeah, that's the other
didn't throw for 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. We've also seen interceptions be kind of a problem throughout the years. 13, 12, 14, 11 in this last 4 years. So I'm not asking with over 5,000 yards, but I'm asking where there's a couple of games in the season where it's like, that's the dagger.
I mean,
that's the play.
I feel like right now, based on what everybody said about Patrick Mahomes since the Super Bowl's ended, I don't know that anybody needs more of a, I don't want to call it a rehab tour, but a rehabilitation tour, a revenge tour, however it
revival.
Is, revival, than the man who's been to the last three Super Bowls.
It is crazy.
I'm perplexed. Well, I really am. No, I'm just so confused by this.
I think you said it early on. The guys get judged. We make excuses on their weaknesses and their losses. You don't for Patrick Mahomes. I think that's how you know you are the best, mm-hmm. right? If you start making excuses for the other guys of why they're better than the guy who just won and beat them, it's like LeBron James, right? We did it for 15 years or 10 years, right? Okay, who's better than LeBron? There's not. Okay, there wasn't one. You kept trying to make Kevin Durant, including me, 16-year-old me, oh, KD, easy money. It's not. Patrick Mahomes, people are going to keep trying to do this. And Bob, I would just say, get ready. You've got another 8 years of this. You are not going to get the Mahomes praise nationally that you want until he's retired.
But I don't necessarily need it. I just don't need the rundown of Patrick Mahomes and acting like this guy has done nothing in his career. Like, I guess I'm to the point in my life where I really question how people watch games and how people analyze sports. And I quite honestly, and I mean this with every bone in my body, these national guys aren't watching games like we are. They're not. Nope. They're sitting in front of Red Zone and they're marveling at highlights and they're watching on their phones. They're not investing in these full games. Because if you had these comments after watching every play that Patrick Mahomes made last year, you're not having these comments. You're going, wow, holy cow. What he had to deal with last year, my God, his number one receiver and his number one running back were out before October began. Never had a left tackle. They had to move Joe Tooney to the left tackle position and play him. Then we had more injuries pop up. Right? That's what bothers me. Like, I say they're not educated opinions nationally about Patrick Mahomes. That's not a shock jock. That's not hyperbole. That is fact. They're not educated opinions about Patrick Mahomes. And until you sit down and watch all his games and marvel at what he does, like going through the quarterback rankings yesterday on The Athletic, they had Mahomes number one, and some of the quotes that people made, and the one was, he's not a fast runner, but man, he kills you with his run. We've been saying that for 8 years. I think he's the best running quarterback in the NFL, but everybody will say Lamar because they see the highlights.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mahomes knows how to run and stick a dagger in your chest better than anybody else out there. And those are the things people miss when they're sitting around watching Scott Hansen and they're supposed to be national NFL analysts. You got to watch a full game to get a full feel on how this stuff is going.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.